As we offer our love and gratitude to our beloved Master, Jesus, let us for just a moment in the stillness pour all the love and gratitude to him for his love to life, all that he's done for this world and mankind and the powers of nature upon this world. And we send him our love in the name of all life on the earth, in the earth, and in the atmosphere of earth, and thank him for the love that was so great that he could manifest the light that is dissolving the darkness. Beloved ones of the sacred fire's heart flame of life, I trust I may bring assistance to you today and make you feel and remember with every fiber of your being that everything that is of your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, everything that is constructive, everything we pour to earth, all the life that is pouring into the constructive activities to produce manifestation in this world, all of that life is light. And therefore, as its illumining presence concentrates within a condition or an individual, it continues to expand the light within the life stream of the individual. Therefore, our effort to purify and raise mankind is the continual expanding of the strength of the light in the emotional body of the outer self. We expand the light through the brain structure, therefore through the mind. But the vast majority of where the pressure of the light is needed is in the feeling world of the individual. For there, through discord in the feeling, is the greatest darkness created, is the greatest discord concentrated, that through disturbed feeling prevents the light from the heart expanding in the full power necessary to manifest the perfection of the higher mental body in outer world conditions to hold constructive activity in control of manifestation. I wish to explain some of the interaction that takes place when you use the decree for us to enfold you in our miracle mantle of love's mastery. From an inner standpoint, could you see that? You would be utterly amazed at the beauty and the perfection of a real, tangible garment of light. Light substance, which the flame of love from our hearts gathers, condenses, forms into the miracle mantle of our love's mastery, and into which we charge those qualities that the individual requires to let the light from the higher mental body of those life streams release more pressure and more light through the energy of the emotional body of the feeling world. And the first place that enfolding mantle reaches into the energy of the individual's feeling world is through the emotional body, and particularly directly at the solar plexus. When you are handling discord in outer world conditions, if you do not steal and repel and then consume discord generated by individuals' irritated feeling and so on, if you do not hold that and then repel it and then consume it, there is no way to free the individual from the discord that binds the energy of the emotional body in the darkness that will not let perfection through. In my experience of the crucifixion, I knew that it was my demand for the withdrawal of a certain amount of the substance that had been qualified with hate by mankind over the centuries, that in the consuming of that, it allowed the light of each life stream at that time to be expanded enough to strengthen the constructive activities of that age, that they might be sustained enough to go forward and let mankind make further effort to the ascension. The discord generated by hatred and anger and irritation that has been generated since that time by various wars throughout the world has now again generated the cloud of blackness that seeks to enfold again the physical bodies of the people of this world in violence and destruction. Every time you call forth our miracle mantle of love's mastery, try to feel that that is a garment of light that enfolds the individual and holds steady the repelling of destructive forces till the higher mental body takes command and establishes the harmony within that enables the higher mental body to send forth the violet flame to purify the conditions within and around the individual so constructive activity is allowed to manifest and control. The more you can realize and recognize that every call you make to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host for assistance to mankind or to life anywhere to protect that which is constructive or to prevent that which is not constructive, if you will remember that every call you make is the release of either the cosmic light substance from the electronic belt in the upper atmosphere of Earth and from the great central sun and from the higher mental body of each life stream. So whenever you call for assistance, whether it be to your mighty I Am Presence or the Ascended Host, try to realize if you want the answer to your call, you must hold the picture of the light that comes from our octave to enfold you while your beloved I Am Presence answers your call. You are not quite aware of the intensity of this light is the reason we are stressing it today. But it is a power from the Ascended Masters octave that can be concentrated around you with a force that is stronger than steel and is more powerful, or is the power of what you call physical lightning. That is concentrated electronic force. And if you can remember that substance is the condensation of energy, then when you want an enfolding mantle of our love, the substance from our ascended master octave, it means the condensation of the sacred fire's energy or radiation into a substance that enfolds the physical body in an atmosphere of light. And when that light intensifies to a certain point, destructive forces are repelled and recede of their own accord. When you understand this, you will see why there is no feeling of fight in the Ascended Master's octave or the answers to your calls. Because the light does not fight anything. The Ascended Masters do not fight anything. Because anything that is the intense feeling of resistance and battle against some other part of life is a shadow. And so long as that goes on, it's a form of hate, and therefore it is impurity. And the only thing in the universe that will dissolve and consume that is the violet consuming flame's love. And that love is luminosity. Whenever you think of love as a great manifesting presence that produces perfection, try to remember always that it is a luminous substance and it is the sacred fire of the violet consuming flame and the unfed flame and the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. So everything that is assistance to mankind in drawn into this world from the Ascended Master's octave must be luminosity. And if you can train the intellect to hold the picture of the fulfillment of your every call held in a blazing sun presence of the violet consuming flame, and within which is the cosmic light substance of the form or the assistance you wish to give, you will find the substance can come into the physical flesh body. And that substance of light enters into you through your emotional body, which is a sympathetic nervous system, and it flows into your nerves like blood flows through your veins. And when that light comes into the nerves, it expands its light out through the flesh. This is the eternal divine way of healing. This is the way the body can be perfected. And this is what takes place at the moment of the ascension. So I'm bringing this to you that you may visualize the process whenever you call forth any activity of the sacred fire or the light of our ascended master love to come in and around a condition. Do not fail to hold the picture of the luminosity coming into the substance and the cosmic light substance filling the individual with the light from our octave that is the harmonious repelling of discordant conditions until the violet consuming flame consumes them. If mankind's desire world were purified, the destructive forces would have nothing to sustain them. And the impurity is entirely in the emotional body. The intellect might think a destructive thought or hold a destructive picture, but if it did not stir the energy of the feeling, it could never become a thing manifest. Therefore, if you want to change physical manifestation into that which is constructive, you must have the light of our life's love to do it. The light of our life's love is the only thing that can consume mankind's frightful generation of discord. And since that impurity is a shadow, whenever feelings are disturbed, the darkness closes in upon the individual, and more discord ensues. If we want that removed, you must have the light of our life. And the light of our life is our love. And our love is cosmic light substance from the Ascended Master's octave, which we can condense into a mantle of miracle powers to manifest any special quality for which you call at the time. Now, one more thing I hope I may bring to assist you, because we must pour more of the light, the cosmic light, power, and substance in and around the emotional bodies of the mass of mankind in order to keep physical violence and destructive forces from doing what they intend. Because all destructive activities are darkness. All constructive activities are the light of our love. And I hope I may make this clear to you. When individuals disagree sometimes, when there is discord generated in the feeling, a shadow stands between. And that shadow will continue to stand between until some power of love, violet flame love, can consume that shadow and let the light come through and produce the constructive activity. So, beloved ones, when the world is crying for peace and asking for peace, and yet going on in the frightful generation of discord, the peace cannot come until the sacred fire has consumed the discord, and that sacred fire is the blessed violet consuming flames, forgiving love, mercy, and peace to life. I long ago offered my luminous presence, my personal rays, my cosmic Christ flame of invisibility, invincibility, invulnerability against all of the shadows. I offered this to anyone who calls for it. For even though the shadows be dark around a physical body and the feelings disturb, yet if that individual calls for my miracle mantle, my personal rays and cosmic Christ cloak of invisibility against all that is of the shadows, I assure you that enfolding presence of my life will be a substance of light, a substance that is luminous, a substance that is qualified with immortal perfection. For the shadows cannot change the light of my life's love. When I use that mantle of my personal rays to enfold an individual for protection and assistance, an answer to the call, for something constructive, I assure you, the shadows do not battle me. I am the light, and no shadow yet ever got into the light. The light can come into the shadows, but the shadows cannot go into the light. No shadow can enter into your physical sun. No shadow can come in to the life of an ascended being. No shadow can go in to your higher mental body or your electronic presence or the causal body. At no time can the shadow of mankind's discord ever come into the light. But the light intensified can come into everything and consume everything unlike itself. So, beloved ones, in your willingness to give help to others, regardless of what human beings are doing in the outer, when you call forth my sacred fire presence, my personal rays, my cosmic Christ cloak of invisibility against all wrong, when you call for the miracle manifestations of my sacred fire's mastery over the shadows of this world, I assure you I can send forth the sacred fire of my life's love, and the fire consumes the substance that has been qualified by the shadows. So my love is a very tangible thing. It is very real. It is immortal in the universe. It is my gift to life. It is master overall in this world. And when I said, I have overcome the world, I meant just this, that the sacred fire of my life's love had intensified and expanded through and around me to the place for eternity into which human creation and the shadows of discord can never enter, and they never have, and they never will. The love of my life, which the world needs, I assure you, is light. The love of my life, which I give, is light. The miracle mantle which everyone can have on this earth is the substance of immortal light, immortal substance, immortal purity, and immortal peace. And that is why I said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all mankind unto me, because I knew the sacred fire of my own life stream is able in its cosmic power to consume everything of discord mankind has generated in manifestation in this world. And that is as true today. It is true for eternity. It was true at the hour I spoke it, and it is true forever in the manifested universe that I assure you is the realm of immortal light. And immortal light means immortal love, and immortal love is immortal life. So when shadows press heavily upon you, when shadows arise between individuals, they will stay there until someone calls forth the sacred fire's love of life that loves to give the light that expands its mastery and is the authority and the commanding presence to compel evil to cease to be. That is the master power of the universe. That is the authority of immortal perfection. That is immortal purity. And that is the master hand of creation. Therefore, my miracle mantle of love's mastery is a real, tangible garment, as real and tangible as any of your physical clothing. It is a real, tangible focus of that substance from our ascended master's octave. It is eternally luminous. It is almighty in its power. It is indestructible in its harmony. And therefore it is the master presence that heals, purifies, illumines, harmonizes, expands perfection, and forever glorifies the great central sun from whence we all come. So in the love that the world requires is the light that lights your pathway. In the love and the light that you give to the world can come the peace for which individuals call when the suffering gets too great. But the suffering is shadows. And therefore that suffering, those shadows, must be consumed by the sacred fire's immortal purity, love and forgiveness and mercy. To the life that is caught in the shadows and cannot be free till someone gives the heart flame love and illumining presence from the ascended master's octave, and the substance comes to fill and surround the individual or the condition that needs purification to produce peace that is eternal, if you will so command it, and if you will call it into this world. Whenever you think of peace, whenever you think of harmony, whenever you think of purity, call for either the immortal or the word eternal purity and eternal peace, which means when it comes from our octave, all mankind's discord put together can never touch it or enter into it. So you have an infallible scepter of power. You have the master command of manifestation. But whenever you call for perfection or our love to unfold a condition and stop evil, always hold the picture of the light flashing into and around the condition that starts the repelling of the shadows until the violet flame consumes them. And so it is imperative to hold the picture of the light whenever you want help, whenever you want healing, whenever you want peace. And the same thing is true of supply. When you understand that the supply of everything in manifestation has to come out of the light, then surely when you want supply, you want light in and around yourselves, and that light from the hand of your mighty I Am presence and from its heart or from the ascended master's octave can pour in and around you. And when you have enough light, you have enough supply of every good thing. When you have enough light of the love flame of your presence, you have enough power to heal. When you have enough light of the love of the ascended host, There will be light and a set of master substance around you that is eternal and forever through its radiation pours its blessing to all life around you. And thus you become a sun presence. And as that expands and expands and again expands, it becomes the cosmic momentum that one day makes you a creator of a world or a system of worlds. And I assure you, all manifestations are created by the light and the heart love flame of some individualized being of immortal light, sacred fire, and perfection. So let us go forward. And every time discord seems to manifest, call from the ascended master's octave in the great central sun, the ascended master's cosmic light substance that is so blazing, it never fails to consume the shadows. And you will replace the discord human feeling has created. You will replace it by the love of our life. And in the love of our life is eternal peace. And every time you do that, you increase its vibratory action. It raises you into greater and greater luminosity. Until the moment of your ascension, when you become completely, eternally self-luminous. So my love has not been given to the world without a very definite command for the consuming of all the discord of human feeling. And so that light must come now, and that is the light of God that never fails to illumine everything, because its power and intensity is the master presence, the master authority, the master control of manifestation wherever it is called into existence or released and directed to control manifestation that produces perfection, the perfection of love that blesses all for eternity. So from this hour, I trust my miracle mantle of love's mastery will be very close and tangible around you. My sacred fire presence accompany you. And if you will accept me, you will find that presence will abide with you until one day it becomes visible about you, to you and to others. For I assure you, I can enfold every human body on this earth in the luminous presence of the cosmic light substance from our octave and produce a light in which discord can never exist. So the freedom of the earth and all upon it is within the light and the love, the heart flame love of the life of the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, and the great cosmic beings whose love is the illumining presence of a planet or a system of worlds. And if you will notice, a system of worlds is maintained around a focus of light. It is the light of the life of the physical sun that sustains the planets of the system. And so it is from the ascended master's octave. So as you go forward, try to remember, when you send forth your decrees and you call forth manifestation, accompany your call always with the picture of the sun presence, of the cosmic light substance, so self-luminous, so blazing, within the sun of vital consuming flame, that its very intensity is the forbidding presence for the shadows to approach. Such is the great divine plan. Such is the gift of love. And such is the victory over the shadows of this world. And so, beloved of the light, you shall always be enfolded in my sacred fire presence, my personal ray. You can have my own heart's flame to enfold you in its luminosity until the moment when you come to us for eternity, you too, a sun presence of eternal illumining love. Thank you. And if you will remember this, it'll give me much greater opportunity to anchor in and around you the greater light from our octave and make the shadows recede until they are consumed, and your pathway become then the pathway of peace. And the light of God that never fails shall illumine that pathway, and perfection manifest becomes your world of experience until the hour of your ascension. Thank you with all my heart, and I bear to you the love of all of those who came with me to produce the manifestation of our love in this world, and will ever pour forth their love to you. And remember, our love is our light of eternity to show all the perfection that is the divine plan fulfilled. May our love ever and ever and ever intensify the light about you until all have become its freedom for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Master Jesus. And we thank beloved Mary and beloved all the angels and archangels and all the great beings who minister with you. We ask you to keep us clothed in the sun presence of your light of God that never fails, to keep the shadows away from those under this radiation for eternity. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such intense blazing light of the love from the heart of the Master Jesus and all the ascended hosts, that they clothe us and their miracle mantles of love's mastery that illumines all things, repels the shadows of human creation, and takes us forward to blaze the sun of eternal freedom everywhere human creation seems to be, until we too stand a blazing sun presence of perfection for eternity. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us. Whatever you know we need the most to compel the annihilation of the shadows of human creation, fill us with the blazing light of your own heart's love, and clothe us in your miracle mantle of love's mastery that compels the annihilation of all human creation forever. And we thank thee. Beloved Master Jesus, thank you for everything your love has meant to life. And now abide with us and blaze around us whatever you know we are going to require to consume the shadows wherever we abide and all to which we direct our attention. And we thank you. The beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible, sacred fire presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, the beloved Arcturus. Compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And wherever we abide, make us a sun presence of the ascended Jesus Christ, the victorious cosmic Christ, the victorious all Christ. Sacred fire, love's illumining presence, and violet consuming flames, prevention of all wrong, everywhere, forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the ascended host, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence of all the sacred fire's immortal purity necessary to prevent all wrong, move everywhere throughout the world, the ascended Jesus Christ, the victorious cosmic Christ, the victorious all Christ, fiery Christ, blue lightning, purity, immortal purity, immortal love, immortal prevention of all wrong. We thank all great beings and powers and legions of the sacred fire for their love that has brought us this far in the light. And now, may the fullness of all the light of God that never fails to consume the shadows blaze around those under this radiation and through us, and forever prevent that which the human creation of mankind has generated, and even release that energy from the qualities of mankind's discord. May the light of God that never fails blaze now with such intensity, no shadows can be allowed to exist longer for any reason. And we are eternally grateful for the light of God that never fails to clothe us in the miracle mantle of its love's mastery and make us its victory over the shadows everywhere, forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones.